This is the holiday season in the United States. People are buying gifts and carrying them home, usually in plastic shopping bags. There are only a small amount of the huge number of disposable plastic bags that are used all year long to contain groceries and other items. Janet Larson directs research for the Earth Policy Institute in Washington, D.C. She says too many plastic bags end up as litter, polluting waterways.
They get caught in bushes and trees. In stormwater systems, they end up clogging up sewers.
In an effort to keep plastic bags out of the environment, California recently became the first state to ban businesses from giving new plastic bags to customers. Some other states and cities charge a small amount of money for every bag given out. That is meant to encourage people to bring their own bags when they go shopping. Mark Daniels is Senior Vice President for Environmental Policy at Helix Poly, one of the country's largest plastic bag manufacturers and recyclers. He says people should be able to get new plastic bags without paying. Mr. Daniels says they are a good environmental choice.
Every single scientific litter study that has been done always show that plastic retail bags are a fraction of 1%.
Some environmentalists claim that plastic bags are clogging landfills. However, Mark Daniels points to a study by the Environmental Protection Agency that says that is not always true.
All plastic bags, not just retail bags, are 0.4% of the waste stream.
5 years ago, Washington, D.C. placed a 5-cent fee on every plastic bag given out by businesses in the city. The money is being used to clean up the local Anacostia watershed. And the effort is making a difference. Brian Van Wy heads stormwater program implementation at the city's Department of the Environment. He says once people started to pay for plastic bags, they used less of them. Fewer bags ended up in the waterways.
The stream cleanup groups are telling us that they've seen a 60% reduction in the disposable bags that they find while doing stream cleanups.
He also says that's helping to save water life.
We also know that plastic bags, they break down over time. It's something that aquatic life will consume and ingest, and that can cause serious harm and, you know, even potentially death for aquatic life like fish and turtles.
But customers who say they need shopping bags aren't always happy about paying for them. At a Washington restaurant, Bill Ford says he has to use a bag to carry out his lunch.
I don't know why everybody needs to pay, because some people, you know, a small minority of people, throwing stuff into rivers and waterways.
Still, Carol Powers, who also paid for a bag, approves of Washington's program.
It seems kind of silly to pay 5 cents for a bag, but if that's what it takes to help save the environment, then it's a good idea.
Helix Poly and other manufacturers are recycling the bags. Mark Daniels says that is a better alternative than taxing or banning them.
We reprocess it, we clean it, we shred it, we make new post-consumer recycled product, and put that back into the manufacturing of new bags.
But Janet Larson of the Earth Policy Institute doesn't think that's the answer.
The plastic bag industry has often used recycling as a deterrent for communities that, even when residents are saying, you know, we want to limit these, it really doesn't help to minimize the problems. What we would advocate for would be a washable, reusable bag to take the place of all those plastic bags.
Bags like the one Carol Chastang uses to carry her lunch.
This is my contribution to keeping the environment cleaner and safer.
More than 18 million Americans now live in communities that tax or ban plastic bags, and that number is expected to go up again next year. I'm Ann Ball. Words in this story. Litter, noun, things that have been thrown away and are lying on the ground in a public place. Disposable, noun, something that is made to be thrown away after it is used once. Clog, verb, to slowly form a block in something, such as a pipe or street, so that things cannot move through quickly or easily. Alternative, adjective, offering or expressing a choice. Now it's your turn to use these words in this story. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.